USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Louisiana to check out a $10 billion export terminal that will liquefy natural gas for storage and export.
We have an America First energy policy, just like we have an America First policy. It's music to people's ears.
The president also talked about the large field of Democrats running against him in 2020.
If I win my race and we get it just the way we want it, and I think we're going to win it big, I'm looking at the competition. You sort of dream about competition like that, but who knows? Who knows? I got boot edge. I got them all.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Six-time Emmy Award-winning actor Tim Conway has died.
That's bunk right here. Disgrace. It's a disgrace to the Army.
Whose bunk is this?
That's mine.
That's mine what?
That's mine bunk.
That clip from The Carol Burnett Show. He was also a voice on SpongeBob SquarePants. The manager of the late Stan Lee is accused of abusing the comic book legend. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Kia Morgan's been charged with 5 counts of elder abuse, including false imprisonment, fraud, and forgery. Stan Lee died last November, and these charges stem from an incident last summer. Morgan became involved with Lee in 2017, and the Marvel Comics co-founder's family got a restraining order against him last year, accusing Morgan of seizing control of Lee's Hollywood Hills home and hiring security guards that he ordered to keep relatives and associates away, and then he moved Lee out of the home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's governor confirms that Russian hackers got into voter databases in at least 2 counties ahead of the 2016 election. Ron DeSantis says the FBI and Homeland Security agents briefed him and Florida Department of Law Enforcement officials on Friday. He says while 2 counties were hacked, the data was not manipulated and the outcome of the election remains the same. He says the agents told him that Florida now has top-notch cybersecurity for next year's election. Is it allergies or is it a cold? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains the difference.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under 2, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold. You can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.